It's so refreshing to bring you this morning a good news story to end today's program. Very much a triumph of multiculturalism Australian style, remembering our previous discussion. I'm not sure how many of you have heard of the Global Teacher Prize. It's been going since 2015. It's a venture from the Varkey Foundation, an international London-based global initiative trying to improve the world's education standards. Every year, teachers from around the globe are nominated, and eventually a top 10 is decided. Well, one of ours, Yasodhaya Selvakumaran, is a finalist. Yaso is a Sri Lankan-born Tamil who came here as a baby. She grew up in the regions and she's been working at Rooty Hill High School in Sydney's outer western suburbs since she first started there as an intern in 2009, teaching the humanities. She's clearly an outstanding teacher, having already won a slew of awards here. But bigger accolades beckon. I caught up with her in Dubai, where the awards are taking place. Hello, Yaso.
Thank you so much, Geraldine. I'm really excited to be speaking with you.
So when is the winner announced, Yaso?
The winner is announced on Sunday night in Dubai time. So the ceremony for the Global Teacher Prize starts at 6 p.m.
And what's the process that you're there since you've been in Dubai? Because you're pretty occupied, aren't you?
I am. I'm actually here on two commitments. So I'm here. I originally came as part of the Australian Teaching Fellowship Group. That's part of the Commonwealth Bank Teaching Awards. That's given in association with Not-for-Profit Schools Plus. So there was a study tour around the Global Education Skills Forum that 8 of the 12 fellows are actually on. And I applied for the Global Teacher Prize last year, and now as a top 10 finalist. We actually had another program on top of the top 50 finalist program that began yesterday. So all top 50 finalists of this particular prize join a program called the Varkey Teacher Ambassadors, and we were inducted into that yesterday, and there was a certificate ceremony, and we're doing day two today. We've been moved to the Atlantis Palms, which is a very exciting venue, and yeah, we've got another whole day as part of a leadership summit with that group.
Now look, at a time when STEM subjects are grabbing all the headlines, you teach humanities proudly. Why do you say they matter so much?
I believe the humanities is what enables us to have empathy for each other and to be able to share stories about ourselves and to be able to understand different perspectives, and for students to be able to find their own voice and work out how they could actually contribute to making society a better place where it's inclusive and they know that they can make a contribution as well to making the world a better place.
In fact, one of your superiors says that what's really good about you is that you connect with students from all backgrounds, and even like 50% of the students from Rooty Hill High from non-English speaking backgrounds. So there must be some tricky moments, because presumably you're really treading into some very delicate ground.
So I guess it makes it very rich working in such a multicultural environment. And I do know that back home today is our school's annual Harmony Day celebrations. And so that would have just finished, I guess, in terms of the time zone. But it makes it a really a rich place to work. And it's about valuing each student's stories. And I think this is something that all teachers, you know, strive. Teaching is ultimately about relationships and connections. And if we can't do that with our students, no matter what background they come from, then we're really not being able to reach them in terms of our subject levels. But ultimately, it's about being human.
And do you share your own story? I mean, you came here, I gather, at the age of 10 months from a Tamil background, and I think effectively a refugee background. So presumably you...
No, it wasn't... wasn't a refugee background. My parents did leave the situation there because of the civil situation, and it was at the start of the civil war, but they actually migrated to Australia at that time. But yes, there have been many other people that have come as refugees. But I think for me, when I'm talking about my background with my students, for me, more importantly, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, I have grown up in rural and regional Australia and made the move to the city. And they find that quite interesting as well, because, you know, culture is about shared values and beliefs, and it's not always about ethnicity, and they find that really interesting as well, just to be able to see the different changes that I've had. But ultimately, what I guess really, really helps me, especially as a society and culture teacher, where we have to model our micro world as part of teaching, you know, the sociological concepts, is to be able to model the different sorts of groups and values that I might be a part of, and to show them that getting to know someone is is multi-layered, and that we all have multiple different perspectives and groups that we're a part of, and to help them discover what they belong to and what they're proud to be a part of, but also to be able to understand each other on multiple levels.
Very impressive. And I gather you've also had caring responsibilities for people in your own family with chronic illness, is that right?
I have, yes. My father's been quite unwell on and off since my early university days, but he's also one of my biggest inspirations. And yeah, managing like that, I guess, with work isn't something that I see as a burden. It's something that I see as my duty. But yeah, like I've said, I'm very, very close to my father and my mother and my parents, and it's just part of our wider extended family network as well. But I do live quite close to them to try and manage those responsibilities as well.
Well, look, the very, very best of luck. I'm sure all of Australia will be with you. If you win, what comes next?
I'm not too sure, actually. I do know that the previous winners have had a number of speaking engagements internationally. Being part of the top 10, we do have an exciting schedule tomorrow morning. We've actually been invited to breakfast by the World Bank early before the Global Education Skills Forum actually starts. And we're also delivering a masterclass. So each of the top 10 finalists are delivering a 30-minute masterclass tomorrow and on Sunday.
Wow.
And we'll all be going to each other's as well. So it's just been really, really exciting to be here, meeting the Varkey Teacher finalists from this year, the top 50 and previous years. So I've been assigned a mentor as well. My mentor is actually Ken Silburn, an Australian who was in the top 10 in 2017. And there's quite a few Australians here. So we got to meet them yesterday, and we hear Hugh Jackman is also in Dubai and is performing at a concert tonight. tomorrow night, that's been put on as part of this forum as well. So really, really excited with everything that's going on here, and really appreciate all the support that we've had.
Well, good luck, and maybe we'll speak in months to come. Thank you very much, and good luck
to you.
Thank you,
Geraldine. Thank you so much.